So I went to Scotland to do a little bit of a mini tour with a friend. And then Bill went to Norway, and Bill and I were going to meet in Germany to have a conference, do a conference together. And then the volcano happened. Yeah, and we were right in the middle of it, and we were all scrambling to find our way out of the countries to get to Germany. And we found a train to London and Paris and then into Germany. And so we took the train into London, and we were stranded in London for 2 days trying to get another train out to Germany. And up until that time, I went to Scotland, no bells. No bells rang in Scotland. Sorry, no bells. I thought, okay, whatever, I'll just see what happens. And so we get to London, and my assistant had never been there. I said, let's go on a tour. We went on this bus tour, and we took this river, which ended in a river trip down the river there, right in the middle of London. And where they stopped the boat and we got out was right in front of Big Ben. And not only did that happen, when we stepped out onto the land, it was high noon and the bells were ringing 12 times. And I went, oh, okay, I just speak hope to those nations in Jesus' name. And I finally began to realize, God, you have sabotaged my trip and you have taken me on your own prayer journey. This is gonna be fun. Now, I take prayer journeys all over the world when the Lord says go, but I've never had one that was forced on me like this, and I thought it was pretty. I'm in for an adventure. How many of you are adventurous people? I love a good adventure. So I said, okay, God, well, let's go. So we were stranded in London for 2 days, and then we got a train to Paris, and we took a taxi, got to Notre Dame, stepped out on the land on Notre Dame, and it was high noon, and the bells were ringing 12 times. I am not kidding you. And I went, okay, God, I just speak hope to those nations. I just speak hope to those nations. Then we got a train to Germany. Didn't make it to the conference. Got there the last night. Bill was already speaking. He was almost done. Oh, he wasn't quite done. And we were stranded in Germany. And we stayed in a hotel that was right next to the oldest cathedral in Germany. And it had a bell tower, and yes, the bells rang every hour.